Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I hate that guy.
So sorry.
He's always cutting me off.
Yeah, so sick of that guy.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a live guy who just did that once a show? That was his
just
job.
Standing here.
Yeah.
And the voice says like, "Oh, sorry," when you say, and then, "Shut up."
And then left the room with a flourish, like he's wearing. Yeah. He's wearing a cape.
Right.
And he's
just
like, drops a big smoke pellet. Yeah.
So I finally decided. I'm going to stop just watching things on TikTok, and I'm going to start becoming a creator.
Oh, cool.
And I've landed on what I'm going to do. Open your mind.
Okay.
Thirst traps.
Well, yeah. That's kind of what I figured.
Okay.
That's like the obvious route for
you
to take.
You want to deliver what the people want.
Yeah.
So.
You're going to get those green silk.
I might.
Bikini bottoms back out.
They'd probably fit differently. I'd have to wear them backwards, but sure.
Dave, you're going to be doing like the try-ons.
I don't know what a try-on is.
Yeah, this is where like, oh, I just got all these things from eBay here. I'm going to try them all on for you. How do I look?
That I could.
Yeah.
I probably could do like an opening eBay kind of thing.
Yeah.
Some get ready with me content.
So the question is,
that
are you going to do
2 minutes.
Are you going to do the try-on where there's always an edit where it's like, you know, a person goes away, they come back, here's the new shirt, or are you just going to do it right there, just change
no
shirts?
No editing.
Yeah, see, that's the thirst trap combined with
oh,
try-ons.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
I don't get the try-on thing.
Great ideas
Why do people watch the try-on things?
Rach, why do people watch try-on things?
I don't know. That's not necessarily my thing. Mm. I mean, I've seen them, but I'm never like, oh, yeah, I want to see this girl who has a completely different body type than me putting on $400 worth of Abercrombie shirts. Like,
right. This is relevant.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but a lot of people really like it. I don't know.
Mm. I can see where if I wore makeup, the get ready with me thing would be interesting.
I love watching people do their makeup.
It's insane how much people do.
Yeah.
Like I got one layer. I have tinted sunscreen that I get from Dr. Maupin. Goes on the whole head. That's it. Some of these ladies have like 20 steps.
I know.
Dab mm-hmm. a little bit of this.
So whenever I do my makeup in the mornings, I usually do like a fake one in my head. Like, okay, first I'm going to put on my sunscreen. Like, it's just like a fun thing to do mentally while you're doing your makeup. But mine would be very boring because I don't wear a ton. And yeah, I don't have any tips and tricks to share. In fact, I'm probably doing it wrong.
If I did a real get ready with me. And you saw me take a whore bath in my kitchen sink and then put on deodorant and just put on my sunscreen. Like, you'd be like, what a freak. How's this guy not killing a bunch of nurses?
Mm. Yeah.
Very little of what I do is normal.
Yeah, there's not
much. I've realized that.
Well, there's also like, I don't know, like other than taking a shower, what's there to get ready?
I think there's a lot of fancy Dans out there, men who do mm-hmm. a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Look at me calling him Fancy Dan.
Fancy Dan.
Anyone who does, you know, more than the bare minimum.
There was that video of the guy sticking his face in the bowl of ice water or whatever. Yeah. That went so viral.
Oh, I got that in my show prep.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find this. MSG, which we've all feared for decades now, turns out is not that bad for you. And cold plunging can be very bad for you. And the main thing that it does, according to this new study, is that it sort of cancels out resistance training. I don't know how, what the mechanism would be, but so many bros who love to bench press and max out, then go do a cold plunge, it could be bad for you. Which comes back to our initial point during this show so far. We don't know anything.
We just
take turns pretending we know something, and we put it out there, and then we just kind of believe it. I kind of believe it. When someone says something, I kind of believe it. Like I just said the thing about the cold plunge. I read one article, and I'm like, oh, it's bad for you.
We're throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks.
We are.
And if it sticks, then we go, oh, I guess that one sticks. And then if it falls off after a few days, we go, oh, I guess it didn't stick that good.
I'm always stunned by this because you get workout trends, right? Like there's always going to be a trend of like what people want to do. And then a week or two later, people are like, yeah, don't do that. That's probably not great for you. But also like cold plunge after lifting. How is that not just patently, obviously not good?
I don't know. It looks bad to me.
I mean, like. Well, I mean, but the idea of the way muscle grows and the way you do it, it's counterintuitive. You're doing it the wrong way. If you want to do the cold plunges, you got to do them like separately.
Last night, doing my show prep, I don't know why. I wasn't in the zone. I went to the ball game. I wrote, I know future.
Oh?
You know future?
That's what I wrote.
Is future a person?
The rapper? Alliteration aside.
The rapper?
I think I wrote that. Maybe someone else did. Maybe someone just like... snuck down and wrote, I know future. Maybe Future Dave wrote that.
Do you know what the future is going to be? Did you know what was going to happen right after you wrote that? And so that's why you wrote, like, I got to remember to talk about how I know the future.
Maybe.
Or was this an I love lamp moment?
Could have been that.
Yeah. I love future.
But I meant something.
I know future. I love
do
lamp.
Do you really love future? Or do you just see the future?
I also wrote turn carrier.
Turn carrier.
No idea.
Is that because you saw somebody trying to turn an aircraft carrier and it was interesting?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Andrew deciphered the code.
But
good job, dude.
It's not that. I was just thinking how much hubris we have as humans, and especially in the United States government, that every administration thinks that they're going to change everything, but it's like turning an aircraft carrier around.
Yeah.
No one has ever been as aggressive as Trump. And I don't think he's doing much. Like, real impact. We're too huge. 330 million people all living our lives and buying cars and hurting each other and whatever we're doing. And one guy comes along, and it's not just Trump, it's every guy.
Everybody thinks they're the one.
Everyone thinks they're the one. They're the chosen one that's going to turn it around. And does it really make that big of a difference? What are the biggest differences you can remember? I mean, maybe social policy,
yeah.
Gay marriage, abortion.
But those things come not because of one person turning. They take time. Those things build over decades, right? Like civil rights didn't just happen because of who was elected in the year that the bill was signed. Like it was decades of people marching and working and suffering and doing all that that led to it.
Well, I got a lot of pushback for this when I said it. It was years ago when we were on 97.1, but I said... you don't vote for fear of America becoming a socialist country. That should be the last thing that is in your heart when you vote, because there's no chance of that happening. We're too big. There's too many people. There's too many systems. There's too much stuff. There's too many states, too much geography. Mm-hmm. It would be literally impossible for us to change like the core functions of the system of our government because we're just too big.
I don't disagree.
I mean,
even if we do a really bad version.
No, we couldn't do it. Here's why we couldn't do it. Because money runs everything. Private money runs everything in this country. There's no chance you're going to change that because they run everything. They own the politicians. I don't mean in a dirty way, but they just pay for everything. Big industry runs it. You can tell me that you're just going to come in and tell them, sorry, guys, forget it. It's not happening. It's not a threat. It's not real. Now, you can say certain policies may not be to your liking.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. But yeah, not the other way. The only way the other thing happens is if there's a revolutionary war.
Yeah.
Like you had in Russia, like you had in China. I mean, you've had these.
Wheels, you would have really laughed at this last night. So I took Phoebe and Nick to the game, and I took Ian, who's Nick's good friend, and he's baseball obsessed. And I've never had anyone more delighted to go into the broadcast booth than Ian.
Oh, nice.
And when we were going down the stairs, he's obviously overly impressed with Dave. Because he goes, how many people would have to be missing for you to get to broadcast the game? And I'm like, 400. I'm like, literally 25 people would have to all be in the same escape room and not be able to get out for them to call me.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of us are in that boat. It's probably more than that for all of us.
Yeah.
Because there's always somebody in Memphis or Springfield or Palm Beach or whatever that's calling games down there.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of yourself as the designated survivor.
That is a dream, though. Like, I know that they have guests on now and then. Like, I saw him interview one of the last 18 City SC coaches. that would be a dream just to be on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Just to go like, hey.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I read something else to piss me off.
Oh?
So I don't live by Drudge, but I always kind of assume that if it's on Drudge, at least it's like mainstream, right? It's not like conspiracy. And I hate bait headlines, and I fall for them. And this one said, scientists discover support for existence of Adam and Eve. Okay. So religion's a big thing with me, or lack thereof. So I go and I read it, knowing what it's going to be, and I was completely right. It was someone saying that, sure, not only could there have been an original couple millions of years ago, but there almost had to have been. Chicken and egg, right? Someone has to do something with someone so that you can have other of us. It had nothing to do with the Tigris and the Euphrates and 6,000 years ago and the Bible and Adam and Eve. It's just like, go outside and practice falling down.
But also, we kind of know that's how it doesn't work, right? Like, you're not going to just have, like, two new things just pop out of nowhere and be like, well, we're here. Let's make more.
Well, it takes millions of years.
I mean, it takes millions of years evolution, duh.
Just stuff like that, because someone who didn't read that article went to work today and said, no, did you see that they found proof of Adam and Eve?
I mean, there was a story within the last few years of, wasn't it? I forget what they called her, but there was a female ancestor of the entire
mitochondrial Eve.
Right, where basically all of us have some kind of DNA related to that person.
Yeah. Now, as much as I believe that evolution happened, when I get those TikToks that take you all the way back and we all started out as a fish, that's a tough putt for me.
Well, think of it this way. Again, I'm not an expert in that field, so I'm not really commenting on how all that works. I know that there are smart people that have been studying this for a long time. But think about the computer or the TV in front of you. Every little piece of that is from something that was just a rock in the ground.
Yep.
Well, somehow it got there. And now they didn't just spontaneously happen, computers. We did just like, oh, look at that. That thing that used to be a rock is now a computer. It didn't work that way. We did that. So we know that we did that. But we also know that there are things happening that are not under the control that we can measure or see.
Mm-hmm.
And all we can measure, all we can try to understand is what we can measure or see. And if we have fossil records and you have, you track all of these things back, you have an idea, but nobody knows the exact step.
So, Rach, this one's for you. It will not surprise you. The kings behind reality television have said that they have discovered one word that makes a show work. After their couple of decades of doing reality TV, from Survivor through the Real Housewives, can you guess that word?
The one word?
One word that you have to have in every episode for reality television to work.
Is it drama?
Very close. Trauma.
Trauma.
You need your people to be in trauma. And that is the difference between a successful reality show and one that is not. They don't care about entertainment. They don't care about funny. They don't care about smart. Your person, who you love or hate, has to be in trauma.
Sounds healthy.
Right?
Yeah. You're not making it sound great, all right?
I mean, when you think, like, I haven't watched many of the shows, but I've watched Survivor. I watched that for probably 10 years when it first came on. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much.
You're suffering the whole time. You're in pain. You miss your family. You're fighting with some other person.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FMK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MOX, bottom of the hour, we have our buddy Chef Liz from Tenacious Eats bringing in her son Ben, who just did the Appalachian Trail. And they are doing a camping trail themed pop-up. So I can't wait to talk to him about the trail. I've been fascinated with that like for a couple decades now.
It's a long trail.
It is. I would love to do a long walk, a portion of the Camino in Europe or Appalachian Trail here, or like there's so many that you could do, even Katy Trail, but I probably have a couple weeks in me. Like that would be a big thing. I know that's just a drop in the bucket for some of these guys who do months and months, but I could probably do a couple weeks. I think that'd be great.
I do not.
I love my kids. Phoebe is going to be doing an internship at my friend Noel's law firm, and Noel's one of my oldest and dearest friends, and he's like, yep, just have her reach out to me. And she just texted me and said, do I call him Noel or Mr. Sebastianos? I just think it's so cute. But I said, call him Mr. and then let him tell you to call him Noel. That's proper, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely want to go that route.
Want to be professional.
Yeah.
Call him Nerdo. Call him Dorcas Malorcas.
It's not just me, right? He's no, having a day.
He's weird today.
Weird day.
Yeah, well, you're weird today.
I am a little weird today. I'm sorry.
I saw you watching your horse hoof video.
What?
Through the window. I could see it on your phone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Didn't I put that on the sheet?
You did, which is why I knew what it was.
I'm back on the horse hoofs.
Yeah, we noticed.
If I hadn't seen it on the sheet, I wouldn't have known what I was seeing.
There are so many dark things you could have been watching that would have been less disturbing. Yeah.
Look, horse hoof videos are so satisfying. The big one for all of you out there, Nate the Hoof Guy, all right? Go look him up. So they're
gross.
It's gross, but in like a satisfying. It's not unlike pimple popping.
It's like Dr. Pimple Popper.
You feel a little bit better about it because it's like, you know, these cows can't help them and horses and stuff can't help themselves. So it's just fascinating when they like carve into a hoof and they're like, oh, wow, look at that. One of them I just saw, they pulled they pulled a cow's tooth out of its hoof. Somehow a cow's tooth ended up on the ground and got embedded in this hoof.
Sounds fascinating.
And it's interesting to watch them take it out, and it's all goopy and yucky, and then it's satisfying. Ah. They take a little spray bottle with like disinfectant water, and they spray out the wound, and it's so satisfying to watch.
I don't want that for me.
And then they show how good the horse is walking after that, and you're like, aw, look at him.
But you didn't like horse hospice.
Getting around. Well, that was like, that felt very contrived to me, right? Like, that horse don't know. That guy don't know. We don't know.
What do you mean? Horses love people.
Yeah, they do.
I guess I'm too cynical, right? We don't know that horse was that man's lifelong companion and that they were, you know, he was saying goodbye, my friend.
Respect.
It was just the captions were funny to me.
That was the funny part.
And the captions were like, goodbye, my friend, and then respect with the emojis was really good.
You know what I'm disappointed in?
He's going to cackle again.
I know. Sorry.
He's about to lose it.
I got to not think about it.
Don't wear that shirt anymore. I think it's the shirt.
Why?
It's making you weird.
This is the only shirt I look good in because it obfuscates all the, you know,
stuff. Is that
what
it is? You're just cocky about your sexuality?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He's like, I'm hot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't break into the realm of confidence.
Don't wear that shirt anymore.
It's making you weird.
Miranda Priestly over here.
It is.
It's making him weird.
Dave's going, the devil wears Prada on me.
Anytime you get close to confidence, it's upsetting. We don't know what to make of it.
We run into booters.
Yeah.
It's booters, not hooters.
I searched booters. And the internet was like, what are you talking about? Get a load of this guy.
No feet.
No feet. He's talking about booters, no feet.
He can do what he wants. Look at that shirt.
I mean, it's got that little bit of that vibe. Like,
it's a man with confidence.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, hides all the bad stuff.
You look like Island Mafia.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I will say there's a guy that I watch on Twitch who's like not known for looking good or being confident himself. And he wears a lot of these type of shirts for kind of the same reasons. And he popped up the last week when I was watching him. He was wearing like the exact pink shirt that I have with the.
It's like, I think you should leave kind of
palm trees. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Our buddy Chef Liz is here from Tenacious Eats, and she's brought a very special guest. Liz, why don't you introduce us?
My taller lookalike.
Yes.
It's bring your child to work day, right? I brought my son, Benjamin. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Mom. Chef Mom.
Chef Mom.
Yes, Chef.
Yeah. He does actually call me Chef.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of, I don't know if it's like, if he's being kind of smart aleck about it or no.
Not in the slightest. No. It's the utmost respect and terror.
And terror. Yeah. Thank you. That's
so
my child.
Tell us about your events, and then we'll backtrack and talk to Ben about what led up to it.
Well, we're working with Work and Leisure, mm-hmm. and we're doing a pop-up adult summer camp.
Some of my favorite people over there.
Oh, I love Work and Leisure. I love Raven and Jordan. Yeah. And they've brought us on this year. Last year, we did Wet Hot American Summer. We did one night takeover. This year, we're going to do two nights of takeover. We're going to start with Friday the 13th. Which will be shown on Friday the 13th.
Nice.
And it's our 13th anniversary mm-hmm. for Tenacious Eat. So we got to celebrate, right?
Nothing unlucky about that. Yeah,
no.
It's all fine.
I will look it right in the face and go, we're doing this on the 13th. And then a week after, on the 20th, we're going to be showing Troop Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have hairstylists there. And I'm not kidding. We even have someone coming to do Botox and tarot card readings.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. So that's kind of out of my wheelhouse. So I look to the gals who know what they're doing for that. But each night is going to be three courses with prizes, fun, trivia, camp craziness. But the rest of the camp nights, there's a different theme every single night. Mm-hmm. We're doing a tie-dye night, the improv shop. Opening night is June 11th. It's coming fast.
Really
next
fast.
Week, a week from today.
Yeah.
And then we were talking to Ben because it's camp themed. The whole Work and Leisure, wait till you see what it looks like. Did you get to see it last year?
No. I've only been there for Avalanche.
Okay. Imagine Avalanche, but it's summer now.
Okay.
So that's the whole theme is Lodge and Leisure is turning into a summer camp. So it has that cool like trees everywhere. There's kayaks. There's mystery coolers around the venue that are loaded with beer.
Hmm.
I think that's just the most awesome thing ever. Yeah. So we were talking to Ben and we were like talking about camping and hiking and he's an outdoorsman. And did you bring it up or did I bring it up? I can't remember.
The AT?
Yeah.
I think you brought it up. I'm a little reserved about talking about it generally.
I toot your horn. I'm like, my kid is so awesome.
I mean, that's mom behavior. Yeah.
Yeah. But I said, Benny, every time he talks about doing the Appalachian Trail, people want to talk to him.
Yeah.
They have so many questions. And I'm like, Ben, you know, if you do this, it's really sharing your experience. Maybe you'll encourage someone else to do that or something close to it, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to do the whole through hike.
Which could be life-changing.
Yeah.
Even a section of it can be life-changing, honestly.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that. Hmm. So I'm kind of semi-obsessed with that. Like, I just, whether it's the AT or Camino or whatever it is, when people, you know, commit to that, even if it's not a through hike, I just think that's so cool. Yeah. So what did you do?
So I did a through hike of the Appalachian Trail starting April 22nd of 2023. It took me about, I say about, it was 5 months, 21 days, 6 hours, and 42 minutes.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, right around.
Just a ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how much, it's kind of a dumb question, but I'm more of a planner than a doer. Like, I love to plan things like that. The doing part's the hard part. How much planning went into that?
This might just be my general proclivity. I'm more of a send it kind of person.
Okay.
We definitely had a rough outline of what it would look like and resupply, but I just kind of did it on a whim. It looked hard. I've heard about it. I want to do something hard.
Are you glad you did it that way, or would you advise someone else to do the planning?
It depends on the trail. Like the Appalachian Trail is a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Forgiving, okay. I'd say. I mean, it's very rugged terrain, don't get me wrong, but it's less of a logistical challenge just because there's so much infrastructure set up on the trail. You have hostels, you have towns entirely designated to helping people on the trail.
Yeah.
PCT, similar thing, but there's definitely more of a logistics challenge with like water, resupplies, and, you know, you're dealing with arid desert a lot of the time.
Easier to get in trouble.
Yes.
Yes. Is it difficult to get in trouble on the Appalachian Trail?
It is, but I feel like you have to be exceptionally risk-taking,
okay,
for lack of a better term.
Okay.
Yeah. The AT was very nice. There's a lot of water along the trail, especially when you're going in those higher altitudes, right? So it's not going to be too hard to find water. The biggest exception to that's probably going to be in like Virginia, because you have a lot of cow fields,
yeah,
where the water might get
contaminated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to feel, oh, this is just what I do now, this is just home?
There's definitely a steep learning curve. Full transparency, the first day hiking up from the southern terminus, Amicalola Falls, to the very start of Springer Mountain, it was, I think, an 8.2-mile hike. It was definitely a reality check. I was like, oh, I'm going to do this for 6 months. That first day, hiking 8 miles straight up, I was like, what am I doing?
What the hell am I doing?
And I sat at the top of Springer Mountain crying, eating a Mountain House meal.
That's awesome. When my son, I told him when he turned 13, he could do anything he wanted to do. I would take him anywhere in the contiguous, and he wanted to do the Grand Canyon. And for some reason, awesome. I pictured like rolling hills. And so when we started out, it was March, and the top was frozen with mule pee. And my guide fell and almost went over the edge. Like literally in the first 2 minutes.
That bodes well.
Yeah. And I was like, I hate to disappoint this kid, but we're going home. But we stuck. But I know what you mean. Like when you first start out and you're like, this sucks. This is just awful.
What did I do? Why am I doing this? I could be inside right now.
Yeah. How am I going to get out of this?
There's indoor plumbing and I'm choosing this right now. Yeah.
I have to break my own ankle or something to get out of this thing.
Do you want to talk about all your injuries and stuff? How many? I lost track.
Yeah. I mean, the primary thing was getting sick. I got COVID twice, pneumonia once, and Lyme's.
On the trail.
On the trail, yeah. And that was probably a byproduct of being a send-it person more than a planner.
Did you get off the trail?
Yeah, a couple times. Initially, I got off in Lexington, and that was for Lyme's disease. I didn't know this, but one of the big symptoms of having Lyme's disease is your joints swell up.
Okay.
Like, for no apparent reason.
Did you track that back to a tick or something, or you just didn't know?
Yeah, I had a tick bite in retrospect. I was like, oh, there's a bullseye developing around that. But luckily, I got on doxycycline within the first 48 hours, so I have no persisting chronic stuff.
So nothing lasting.
Yeah.
That's good. And just COVID.
Yeah, COVID. And it was only when I went into
town. How did you catch COVID on the Appalachian Trail?
See, you don't catch it from the people on the trail. It's when you go into town, you start like, I got a couple days to relax. I'm doing great on miles. I'll go to a bar, hang out with some people, and then you feel horribly sick the next day.
Right.
What do you call those days?
0 days. That's a day when you're like, okay, I need some reprieve. I need to rest, give myself some time to recuperate.
I like that. I like 0 days.
Yeah. Yeah, they're my favorite days.
I like 0 days.
I like those as Saturdays.
Yeah. 0 days. Yeah. It's a good way to think about it. So how did this, ultimately, did it change you spiritually in some way?
I know it's a big misnomer, and I don't want to, sell anybody on the grand epiphanies. It's more mild ones, you know, that accumulate. There's some people do have a grandiose epiphany. I was not one of those people. It's just small things, you know, small appreciation things. Like, I have running water most of the time. I can travel in a car, you know, that it's very liberating, those things.
Did you make a lot of surface relationships, or did you get some real deep ones along the way?
I got some real deep ones along the way. A lot of trail homies I still talk to this day. I haven't seen recently, but we always talk.
Yeah. You know? What was your name? Can you share it, or is that secret?
It's like holding the name of a demon. No.
Make him say his name.
It was Kermit the Frog.
Nice.
Yeah. And if it isn't too rude, I'd love to shout out in no particular order. Guapo, Coaster, Mushroom, First Class, Mudflap, Crane, Robin Williams, some of the trail homies.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I was home base, I thought, because I had to learn. It was a learning curve for me. I'm a planner. I mean, I'll just do things, but most of the time I feel like I have to have things organized and understand what's going on. He's guts and glory over here, man. I mean, that he is just do it. I had researched how to ship everything and the timing and the miles, and he would get so far ahead, though, I'd bump a box and have to bump it again because you were doing like 20 miles a day, I think.
But that was kind of, I would go very, very hard for like 5 or 6 days, and then I'd take a couple days off and do absolutely nothing. And then there's some people that do like a consistent 8 to 10 miles every day, and they beat me, so.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking to our pal Chef Liz from Tenacious Eats and her son Ben, who did the Appalachian Trail, and they're doing some events kind of apropos of that, which we'll tell you about again here in a couple minutes. That's so cool. Would you ever do that, Wheels?
I don't have time for that, man. Like, if I was his age, yeah. I got stuff to do.
There's too much stuff to do. Yeah. There really is.
When you started the trail, did you have normal hair and then it turned into this beautiful mane of hair?
Usually I keep it very short, almost a buzz cut most of the time. But
really?
Yeah, I started growing it before the trail and haven't cut it since.
How about that? Very cool.
You should tell them about how... Well, you terrified base camp when you were telling me things like, where were you when you were under that bridge and it was storming? And this is what he's communicating to me, and I've got to be calm in communicating, but yeah.
I believe it was Duncannon, PA, Pennsylvania? I can't remember. I'm sorry. The states start to blur. But there's this bridge that's part of the Appalachian Trail going through Duncannon, across a little river. As I was crossing it at night, we were planning on getting to a shelter, my buddy Coaster and I. And as we were crossing the bridge, we noticed to our right just lightning cracking all over the river and the body of water and trees all around. Like, oh, this is a pretty nasty storm. And then as we pivot our heads to in front of us, the walking path on the bridge is covered in spider webs and thumb-sized spiders.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time. And it's not like... sparse ones every now and then. It's like every foot, and this is a pretty long bridge. Luckily, I was not taking the lead. Coaster, I'm so sorry, buddy. He had spider webs and spiders crawling all over him.
Holy crap.
It was one of the gnarliest experiences. And of course, when we cross the bridge, rain starts coming down. Where it's decrepit, creepy. There's a flashing light with a whole, like, 5x5 spider web over it. It looked like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So were they just trying to get away from like the rushing water building up, the storm, or are they just, that's just where they are?
I think that's just where they are because there's a strong breeze and then bugs will go through.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's my conjecture. Oh, yeah.
Liz, what do we have over there?
So Ben, you want to tell them what you made?
It's spiders, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, it's
we'll pass this over to Dave.
Spider loaf. No,
So this whole genesis of the story, brought some home, tossed them into the pot.
They're really hard to clean. There's not a lot of meat on them.
So this is what I affectionately call my breakfast sludge. Okay. So we have instant oatmeal, Carnations Essential Breakfast, which is just like protein, essential vitamins, bananas, and instant coffee. I wouldn't eat too much of it because it definitely has a laxative effect. Almost
I
like
love that. You're talking to the
Rage and Wheels, you've got the next segment.
I mean, there's no better way. If you're going to walk 20 miles a day, you want to have a good, you know, BM, right?
Good constitution.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dave loves to poop.
And this is the perfect dish.
He's like, I'm eating it all. I'm eating it all, Dave.
Well, you know, it was like when he started the trail, he was, you know, he's always been into... he's always been an athlete as far as like, yeah, jiu-jitsu, MMA, all that fun stuff, wrestling. And he was like, oh, I got to have the right macrobiotics, microbiotics. He had calories measured out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are basically the same person.
Yeah.
You should do the trail. You should.
But at the end of the trail, he's telling me about things like ramen bombs and morning breakfast sludge. And I'm like, what happened to the macrobiotics and the microbiotics? And he's like, Mom, I just got to get all the calories I can.
Yeah. I mean, that's the name of the game. When I would go into town, my McDonald's order was insane. It was terrifying. You're like, oh, this is a family of four. No?
So our normal one.
Yeah. That's super cool.
Well, like June 26, Ben, you're going to tell he's got so many stories to tell about experiences, people he's met, right?
Yep.
And what else are you going to do at Work and Leisure that night?
We're going to do a couple of fun events. We're going to do a shakedown, which is the equivalent of like, hey, if you were to pack a bag for 5 days in the woods, what would you pack? Would it be superfluous? Would it be essential stuff? And then we'll kind of cut it down.
And then we're going to give away some hiking gear from REI.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
I would go with breakfast sludge and toilet paper. That's all I would really...
TP. Great point. TP is the most essential. Yep.
Man.
Cool. Nice to meet you, Ben.
Oh, my pleasure, sir.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.